A major shake-up of the rules around how DNA is used for criminal investigations is being proposed by the Law Commission. The current law is described as outdated and doesn't properly consider human rights values, tikanga Māori and the Treaty of Waitangi. Experts and professors say they're encouraged by the recommendations, but concerns around privacy are still lingering. Harry Locke reports.
25 years ago, New Zealand became just the second country in the world to regulate the use of DNA in criminal investigations. But that law is outdated and lacks a proper consideration of human rights values, tikanga Māori and the Treaty of Waitangi, according to the Law Commission. One issue they've raised is that a police officer can just obtain a DNA sample from someone by consent with no oversight. That has a disproportionate impact on Māori, says Karaitiana Tairu, a tikanga Māori with genomics researcher.
It's all about police discretion whether a Māori suspect has a DNA sample taken or not for an imprisonable crime. We've seen already that the bias against Māori having their DNA either forcibly or voluntarily taken is much higher than non-Māori.
There are over 200,000 DNA samples which are currently being stored on databases, roughly 40% of which are Māori. Mr. Tairu says that raises additional concerns around tikanga Māori.
Once DNA goes on the database, it stays there forever. So we have the living and the dead DNA sitting next to each other, which again is another cultural issue for many Māori.
In the Law Commission's review of the use of DNA, they are recommending the establishment of an oversight committee, at least three of whom are Māori, to advise the police on how to provide for tikanga Māori. Mr. Tairu says the review is sensible, which will protect Māori from biases and other cultural insensitivities. The Law Commission has been reviewing the legislation since 2016. Law Commissioner Donna Buckingham says the report they've emerged with has 193 recommendations in total.
What we've done is spend a considerable period of time looking at how to rebalance the public interest in law enforcement being able to have tools to investigate crime and the human rights values that are implicated by this legislation.
They're proposing an entirely new law where officers have to acquire a court order which allows them to obtain the DNA from suspects who can't provide consent. They also want to ensure for people with certain convictions they are removed from the database after 7 years. One of their major recommendations is to regulate new analysis techniques where no regulations currently exist. One such technique is called genetic genealogy searching, where the police can use data on websites such as Ancestry.com to find DNA matches. But Associate Professor at Canterbury University's School of Law, Deborah Wilson, says this raises privacy concerns.
Everyone who submitted samples to Ancestry didn't know that this was a potential use. They're consenting to their DNA being used just to see what family members are out there. They're not agreeing to it being used as a crime database or for any other reason. That worries me because informed consent is kind of central to most criminal medical procedures in New Zealand.
Meanwhile, fellow at Victoria University's School of Biological Sciences, Dr. Jeff Chambers, says he agrees the law needs updating, but doesn't want an issue created where none exists.
There is a temptation for the great and wise to raise public concerns that the public don't actually have, and then for the public to adopt those and then even get quite outraged about them.
The review has been given to the Justice Minister, Chris Farfoy, who says the government will now consider it. For Checkpoint, Harry Locke.